Former Charlotte Mayor Patrick Cannon is scheduled to plead guilty this morning to a federal corruption charge. Documents unsealed yesterday revealed some new information in the case against him, such as allegations of a bribe that a strip club owner paid Cannon for help with a zoning matter. We'll have that story in a moment and look at how the head of a Charlotte hospitality group is tied to key figures in this case. First, Lisa Miller reports on how much prison time Cannon could receive.
Cannon has agreed to plead guilty to wire fraud. The maximum sentence for that is 20 years in prison, but federal prosecutors suggest he serve between 5 and 6 years.
Which could result at the end of the day, depending on what happens, in a judge going down to a much lower sentence.
That's Duke Law professor and former federal prosecutor Sam Buell. In exchange, Cannon has agreed to talk and name names. The plea agreement says Cannon has to turn over all information he may have relating to the public corruption investigation. If necessary, he may have to testify in court against other defendants. Buell says the fact that federal prosecutors were willing to offer the former mayor a plea deal shows they're likely building a bigger case.
You have to, should we give the mayor, who, was the top guy in the city and took bribes, a cooperation agreement here? Well, only if we think we can make some really important corruption cases that otherwise wouldn't get made. So, that tends to make me think that he would have some fairly significant information.
The plea agreement is dated May 12 and has been sealed until now. For WFAE News, I'm Lisa Miller.
And I'm Ben Bradford. Another unsealed document offers some new details into the charges. In it, a city employee calls this real estate developer, at Cannon's request, about a nightclub the developer wants to open, and he's paid Cannon to help navigate zoning laws. Of course, the nightclub is fictional, and the developer's actually an undercover FBI agent. But city manager Ron Carley had previously indicated city law prohibits council members from directly contacting employees. Monday evening, he clarified.
Contacting a staff member and ask them to call a constituent or follow up on each constituent, that's routine. That's totally routine.
Carley says giving directives is illegal. Of course, accepting money for any of it is very illegal. City officials didn't have much else to say about the charges. Mayor Dan Clodfelter says they're cooperating with the U.S. Attorney's Office and trying not to dwell on it.
Obviously, we move forward from the very first day, and we've never looked back and never stopped. So that's why we're going to continue.
The more salacious detail involves Cannon, a strip club, and the Blue Line extension. The light rail project ran through the strip club, so the owner needed to relocate and needed zoning changes to do it. Cannon accepts bribes from 2009 until his March arrest, including $2,000 in January 2013. In return, he calls zoning, planning, and transportation officials and even sets up a meeting with the strip club owner. No charges have been filed or names given, but a club called Twin Peaks fits the description. It was right in the Blue Line's path, but was demolished last summer and hasn't been rebuilt. The man who owned it did not respond to a request for comment. His name is David Slim Bockham, and he's got some interesting connections. For WFAE News, I'm Ben Bradford.
And I'm Tom Bullock. Slim Bockham has another thing in common with Patrick Cannon, a close association with a man named Muhammad Genetian. Genetian is president of the Greater Charlotte Hospitality and Tourism Alliance, or HTA. He's a power broker known for getting things done for companies and getting campaign contributions to politicians. Cannon and Bockham have both been on the board of the HTA since at least 2005, and the FBI is looking into at least one other case here in Charlotte involving the former mayor and the head of the HTA. For more than a month, they've been investigating allegations Cannon and Genetian ran a pay-to-play scheme involving taxi companies and the airport. As for Genetian and Bockham, the pair has been caught up in scandal before. In 2005, a political action committee Genetian controlled channeled $4,000 from Bockham to then-House Speaker Jim Black. It wasn't until an investigation was launched that Bockham's name was added to campaign finance records. Black eventually pleaded guilty to broader corruption charges. At 10:45 a.m. today, Patrick Cannon is expected to do the same, and potentially, in accordance with his plea, he will name names. For WFAE News, I'm Tom Bullock.